Next case is case number 11272, the application of Kevin M. Kerrigan. Site is northeast corner of Pearl Street, also known as Whitledge Street and Phillips Road, and 100 feet southwest of Mercer Avenue, also known as Route 297A, in Oak Orchard area, and being northeast of Route 297, also known as Oak Orchard Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 35.05, parcel number 46, requesting a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements. And more specifically, they are requesting a 16.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a deck. And they're requesting an 0.8-foot variance from the required 5-foot setback side yard for a shed. We did receive one letter in support. That letter came from Mark Lloyd. And basically it states that be advised that my wife Lisa A. Lloyd and I have absolutely no objection to Mr. Kerrigan's being granted a variance. He and his wife Jennifer are making a nice improvement to our neighborhood, and we wish others would do the same. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Secretary. Do you want to go ahead and be sworn in, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kevin Kerrigan. My address is 28424 Phillips Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you. You can be sworn in as well?
Yes.
And your name is?
Douglas Annan. Address 10027 North Old State Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Doug Annan. I'm a land surveyor, and this is my client, Kevin Kerrigan. I'm representing him. Kerrigan's purchased their home here in Oak Orchard in 2008. I do believe the home predates planning and zoning. It was built in the 60s. Kerrigans live in Oak Orchard, an area that floods frequently. Their home until recently was at an elevation of the first floor. The living space was at an elevation of 5.3. The base flood elevation of their lot is actually 8.0. Earlier this year, Mr. Kerrigan had someone elevate his home. Probably, I haven't checked the elevation, but it's probably was elevated around 10 feet to get it above the base flood elevation. He was unaware that he needed to get a variance to do this. And the mover was unaware. The guy that elevated it got a building permit, but was not aware that because the house is on a small non-conforming lot, and it was into the setbacks in the front that fronts on Pearl Street, that for it to be elevated, that it needed to go get a variance. I was actually unaware of this also at the time. I do have copies of a old survey of this property. If you guys like to look at them, they would show you that if you compare them to my survey.
Got a hand around him.
Compare to my survey that the house was elevated straight up. That's a coast survey that was performed in 1989. Sorry, I only brought three copies, but.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the when the survey was done by Coast, the front street, or the street that the house fronts on, was called Whitledge Street. Now it's called Pearl Street. So,
With exception to the proposed stairs on the northeast side of the house, the amount of encroachment for the decks would be pretty much no different than the porches that previously existed. Is that correct?
Correct. The house has been elevated. Mr. Kerrigan can show you pictures of what it looks like now. The decks and the house have been elevated. The decks and stairs are still being proposed here. He needs the decks and stairs to access the home through existing sliding glass doors, which you'll see in the pictures.
Okay. How long has the shed been on the property?
It's shown on the old survey.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know if it was prior to the code?
I inherited the property. It was my father's. And as long as I can remember, the shed was there.
Prior to when, 1968?
I don't know. I don't remember that far.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
How was this advertised, for particular variance or just?
Advertised for their front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Front and side. So
the front yard is considered Pearl, referred to as Whitledge. So the side becomes a shed issue.
So we could consider that 0.8 foot variance
for
the shed.
Pearl is considered the front, so you're considering the shed for a side yard setback. The rear meets a minimum, and then the front's on Pearl, which is for the proposed deck.
Sounds good.
The other side's considered a corner, so it meets code.
Sounds good.
Right. So are you moving the deck over to the double slide? When is that? And closing that door up?
No, I'm not closing the door up now. I want to, on the side, it's actually Phillips Road, I want a full deck across that side of the house.
Oh, okay.
And because I met within the setbacks as far as Phillips Road side, but because they require 30 feet frontage from Pearl Street, I wasn't able to build the deck to the edge of the house. Okay. That's what I was trying to do.
Okay.
And did you experience some flooding last?
Oh, yes. Yes. So. Just about every storm we get.
Okay. Okay. Any further questions?
Well, Mr. Lake taught me well. I knew that Pearl Street was the front, that the shortest distance there makes it the front. You're aware of that, okay?
No.
Well, that's the way they go. The rule of the thumb, as Mr. Lank would say, is that Pearl Street becomes your front. So you're saying.
And why is that? Why is it the front?
Typically it's a lesser dimension because you have to maintain 100 foot of depth, and your lot's almost square, and it makes it difficult. So you have to look at the alignment of the lots along that street, and which ones are predominant layout.
Good.
So your proposed deck on the sides, okay. Phillips Road.
The general layout. I didn't know that.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, 15 feet.
Yeah, it's 15 feet on Phillips.
Right.
And 30 on Pearl.
And the shed, you can't move the shed over?
I could, yeah. I mean, if I had to.
Oh, you'd eliminate 8/10 of a foot.
It's on cinder blocks now.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it's not permanent.
Well, okay.
Okay.
Just for reference, this lot was actually at one time three 25 footers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's broken in. Yeah,
That's why Pearl became the front. I just looked at tax map to try to remember it, but that's
wow.
And it shows up on the tax. Yeah, they were laid out 25 footers, and they purchased whatever they could afford or what they wanted. They would go 50, 7,500.
I believe it's 8, 9, and 10 lot. Is that what it is?
Yep, 8, 9, 10.
Would they put 8 and 10 foot wide mobile homes on them?
Out on the corner lot.
So the proposed deck on the front, it's encroaching because you're above. Okay, you're above the flood zone.
Second floor. Require 30 feet setback.
Right.
That's right.
And you're on the second floor, so that makes you.
Right.
Is that going to be your main entrance to the house?
Not really. We usually use the side. It's actually our front, but it's.
Well, I'm looking at your survey, and I see three different stairs, and the one that's on kind of the side where the Kubler property is, I guess it would be the northwest side.
Yes.
It says proposed new location for stairs.
Right.
Then there's some stairs that come out towards Phillips Road that say temporary stairs.
Right.
And then there's another set of stairs that looks like it's in the rear of the property that says proposed stairs.
Yes.
So I'm just trying to visualize this in my head. I'm under the, and I see there's a garage on the adjacent property that I presume that you own that property.
Yes, we own that now, yes.
So I'm guessing the proposed stairs in the rear of the dwelling closer to that garage will be the main kind of entrance.
Yes.
And that your stairs that are proposed toward that are closer to Pearl Street would be more like the stairs that would lead somebody to the front of the house.
It's back entrance, yeah. Okay. Because it's an entrance, we have to have an access to it.
But the stairs that are jutting out towards Phillips Road are going to be removed.
They're going to go to that side.
Okay. Now, why are they going to be? Why are they there now? Is that for construction purposes?
It was because when we got once the house was lifted, I was going to have somebody build that deck off of Pearl Street, and that's when I found out that I didn't meet within setbacks, so I had somebody build me a temporary set of steps so we could access the home. We had no other way of getting in until I got all this variance stuff dealt with and figured out. So that I knew what I wanted to do as far as that deck off of Pearl Street and that side of steps, so I made those temporary steps the same dimensions.
Yeah, they're just going to be moved.
They're just going to be moved.
Physically moved to
the back side. Yes.
Yeah,
to the back side. That's your other steps, okay. Or stairs.
But the set of steps on the back side, the proposed stairs, that's going to be our main entrance. I'm trying to get a full deck across the whole front, the whole side of the house.
So where those temporary stairs are, you'd have a deck kind of going all the way across. So the stairs on the rear would kind of lead to that deck, and the entrance that you're using where the temporary stairs are would become kind of your main entrance.
There's a door right at those stairs now. It's an access door.
Need the deck in the front of the yard as well?
Yes, because there's a right where the proposed deck off of Pearl Street, there's an access door there, and there's an access door at the temporary steps.
Are you, what's the other houses going down Pearl Street? Will they line up with you?
There's only one house, and I don't even know if their address is Pearl Street because I think their frontage is actually Delaware Avenue. There's only one, the Kublers, they're behind us, actually on the side of us.
That's on that block. On that block.
Yeah, it's just on that block, and that's the only other house.
That's not an active intersection then, is it?
No, not at all. Pearl Street and Phillips Road is a stone road. I thought it was a private road, but I thought any stone road was a private road, but I could be wrong.
So this deck that's coming out in the front yard isn't going to block somebody's view if they're
not
driving?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
Now, if you answer that question.
Actually, the proposed deck off of Pearl Street, I was trying to stay within the parameters of, there used to be a concrete slab there years back. There was a porch with an overhang, but I think my father tore it down, the overhang, but the slab was there. But once we got the house elevated, they had to remove that slab. And that slab came out 6 feet, and that's all I was trying to do, was build a deck to that same parameters. But then I was told, since I had to go with to the variance.
This old survey does show that the old porch.
This all came by when you wanted to put this these porches on because of the flood zones, is that correct? Because everything had to go up to the second floor. Yeah.
I lifted the house and I had no access, so I was going to build decks, and that's when all this came about.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Are you in compliance now?
With the flood zone?
Yeah.
Oh, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
If not, we got problems.
Yes, you do. Okay. Do you want to address the standards for us? Okay. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not, no.
Do you have a copy of this?
Oh,
the questionnaire? Yes. As far as the uniqueness, yes, the lot's too small to meet the setbacks. If we were to move the house to conform with the setbacks, we'd be short no matter how we did it.
Right.
As far as question two, possibility of development, I wrote no matter where the house were, it would not conform. The property's just too small. Question B, is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Question three, has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. I wrote no. My house was lifted because of the storms flooding in the area, and we need to build a set of steps, deck, to enter the house and exit the house. Effect on surroundings, I do not think it'll mess with the character of the neighborhood. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development? No, I do not think it will. And will the variance be detrimental to public health? No, I do not think so.
Okay.
The extent of variance, will the variance represent the least modifications possible? I said yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, are there any further questions?
What question?
Yes.
The deck that you want to put on Pearl is actually the location of the door to the property as it exists. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
And that shows up in those two pictures.
Yes.
I just want to be clear.
Yeah, right now there's no steps going to that door.
Right. But the door's already there.
The door's there, yes.
And it was there previously.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Okay, are there any further questions? None of the members. Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in case of 11,272, I believe that the applicant has shown that the property is unique in size, in elevation, and from the standpoint that he has had flooding problems in the past. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed. I don't believe this hardship has been created by the applicant after hearing the testimony. I don't believe the elevation and the variances will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I believe it is a minimum to afford relief. So I would make a motion we approve case number 11,272.
I'll second that.
Have a second that motion, Mr. Rickard?
Yes.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,272. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Conway, but the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, Case number 11,272 is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.